Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So welcome, guys, right? I said that this month I'm going to come on here every single Wednesday and talk to you about some topic in business, about different topics in business, about your mindset, about your finding your ideal clients, about your content creation, about all kind of different things, right? And last week we spoke about your visibility, right? And that was a big hit. I got so many messages after that, right? We spoke about your visibility. Hi. And today we're going to dive into finding your ideal client, right? And I know you've heard that word floating around and you may not be very, very clear on who they are or how you go about finding them or what to do after you have found them, which is the next big thing, right? What do I do after I have found them? Let me just take off my sound on my phone there, right? What do I do after I have found them? So I want to dive into the training, guys. And as usual, if you have any questions as I'm going along, feel free to just leave them in the comments and I will answer them as I go along, right? So for those of you who are joining me for the very first time, because I know I have a lot of brand new people in DBS and a lot of new people following me on Instagram this week, I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. Right, so let's dive right into it. Guys, are you hearing that thunder? It's like spooky mad today. Anyway, so let's dive into it and let's hope to the internet gods that my internet does not cut off because of the thunder and lightning as it usually does, right? Okay, so why is identifying your ideal clients important? I always tell you guys that there is money in the niches. There is money in the niches. Type that in the comments to me. There is money in the niches. You want to niche down on who you serve and you want to niche down on what you're offering. There is money in the niches. The more specific you get about who you serve, the more money that you will make, the less time you will waste, and the less money you will also waste, right? You'll use a lot less resources. Guys, you are not in business to try to serve everybody. You want to get really, 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 really specific about who needs you and who wants you, right? And the earlier that you do that in your business, the faster that you would see success, right? It's a lot of people jump into business and what they do is they set up their Facebook page or their Instagram feed or even their website, and they do absolutely no research about who they are trying to serve, because in their head they are thinking to themselves, well, everybody uses phones or everybody wears shoes or everybody wants a car or everybody wants a house, right? But even in those broad spectrums, you have to get specific. So even if you think about like a car salesman, right? A car salesman is not trying to sell to everybody who is trying to buy a car, right? If he sells like high-end, like BMWs and those kind of cars, which cost a lot more money, then his ideal clients are not going to be people who like have just finished university and have their first job, because then they may not be in a particular income bracket who can afford the type of cars that he is selling. So he has to get very, very specific about who will need what he is providing. Does that make sense? Tell me in the comments if it makes sense to you, right? So it's not about just being broad. Even if you're selling phones, you are selling a particular type of phone, right?
So maybe you are selling phones that are really have really good camera quality or really good certain type. It can hold certain types of apps, or it can do a certain type of thing. So you want to attract those people who need those particular things, right? You're not trying to sell to every and anybody, guys. So let's talk about why you need these ideal clients, right? I call them your ideal clients, your sweetheart clients, your loving clients. Why you need these people and how you go about finding these people, right? And then what do you do when you do find these people, right? What is the next step? Because just finding them is not enough, right? You also want to now pay attention to your ideal. You can have more than one ideal client. That's the next thing. You can have more than one ideal client. You can have several ideal clients, but you have to understand that each ideal client has a different persona, right? So it depends on what you're selling. You can have more than one ideal client. So I have three different types of ideal clients. I have the entrepreneurs who are brand new and starting out in business, like from scratch. I have the ideal clients who have been in business maybe 2 to 5 years. So they've started up, but they're still trying to get their systems in place and that kind of thing. And then my third ideal client are clients who have been in business 5 to 10 years, are consistently making money, and are at a stage where they want to up level their services, their offerings, their systems, and you know, they want that kind of marketing and digital marketing support and that kind of thing. So I have three very specific ideal clients, and because I can identify them specifically, right, I can offer each one of them something different. This allows me to have multiple streams of income. This allows me to sell multiple things at the same time and have money coming from different spaces. You understand what I'm saying? And this is a concept you have to go into when you're thinking about, let me find my ideal clients. Make sense so far, guys? Yes, make sense? So far? Yes, it's part of my differentiation strategy. Yes, makes sense. Okay, so drop a one in the comments. Let's jump into it. Number one, how do we find our ideal clients? So the first thing that you do, right, and I want you all to write these things down. Don't just listen to me and walk away. I want you to get pen, paper, write these things down, because these are things you can implement in your business immediately. Yeah, so the first thing that you're going to do, guys, I'm actually afraid of thunder and lightning, right? So the first thing that you do, you're going to write, number one, the first thing that you're going to do is to get very clear on the solution that you are providing. Look within yourself. What is the solution that you are providing? Write that out. What is the challenge that you are solving? What is the solution that you're providing? Get very, very clear on what that solution is. And then start to create these buyer personas. What is a buyer persona? So a buyer persona is a list of criteria or a list of personality traits. That's an easy way to explain it, that your ideal clients will have. Right. And I usually go through this with my clients when we are doing our market research and trying to refine who they are trying to sell to. So the first thing is that you're going to get really, really, really clear about the solution that you are providing to your audience and create a buyer persona. So the questions you ask yourself in creating the buyer persona are very basic questions, right? And guys, please don't feel like this is too basic that I don't have to do it. Everybody should be doing this. It doesn't matter what type of business you're in, you should be doing it. You want to ask yourself some basic questions. Are they male and or they female? And they can be both. Male, female, where do they live? Locally, regionally. Get as specific. Don't just say Trinidad. Do they live in Arima? Do they live in Trin City? Do they live in Carapichima? Do they live in Diggo Martin? If they live in multiple places, say where those multiple places are. Are they male or female? Where do they work? Are they married, single, or divorced? Do they have kids? And if they do, how many kids do they have, right? Where do they work? Are they in the public sector or are they in the private sector, right? Guys, these questions may feel, you may say to me, because I've gotten these responses, and I don't know why is that important. Because, guys, a lady who is married and a lady who is single spends their money differently. A lady who has, or somebody who has a family and somebody who doesn't have a family spend their money differently and their priorities are different. So you need to know if that is who you are serving, because your communication is going to speak directly to the type of lifestyle that they live, right? So those things are very, very, very important, right? So they're married. Are they married and single? Are they male or female? Where do they live? Where do they work? Public sector or private sector? Because a private sector person and a public sector person fall in different income brackets as well. Where do they live? You want to also figure out where are they on social media. And I know the knee-jerk reaction is like everybody is on Facebook. But the deeper question you want to ask yourself is, what are they using Facebook for? Are your ideal clients using Facebook to look for solutions, or are they using Facebook just to stay connected with their families, right? So where are they on social media? The next thing is you want to ask yourself, who on social media do they follow? What other brands, what other pages do they follow, right? What other influencers do they follow on social media? You want to pay attention to those things, right? Who influences their buying, their purchases? So if they are married, is their spouse influencing their purchases? If they're single, are their girlfriends or their moms, like me? My mom influences my purchasing, right? You want to get into the mindset of your ideal client, of the people who are buying from you, the people that you want to attract. Right. So it's not just who you think, but who you want to attract. Right. You want to write these things down, guys, because it's so, so very important for you to understand the personas of the people who are buying from you. And as I said, you can have more than one buyer persona. Right. Give them a name. Give them, choose a picture so you can have a visual of what they look like. That also helps you. Right. Because you're always going to go back to this buyer persona. Make sense so far? Make sense. Tell me in the comments if it makes sense. So that's the first thing you're going to do. Get clear on your solutions and then create those buyer personas. You want to ask yourself, what is that thing that is keeping them up at night? What is that thing that has them irritated? What is that thing that has them on edge? And then what is the solution that I am providing to them to solve the thing that has them irritated? That solves the thing that has them feeling challenged. Yes. Makes sense? So that's number one. Put number two in the comments. Put number two in the comments. Put two in the comments so we can jump to number two. Tag your best friends, tag your business buddies, tag your accountability partners, and get them into this training, guys, because it's a lot of information. Yeah? So number two. So you've created the buyer persona. You've gotten very clear about what you are providing to your audience. The second thing that you're going to do is look back at your clients. Many of you have sold things, even if you have not registered your business as yet, you haven't set up your website or really established your Facebook page and that kind of thing, you have still sold stuff. What you want to do to really identify those ideal clients is to look back at your past clients. Look back at your past clients, right? Do a survey of your past clients, right? And you want to take note, guys. Write this down. It is so important. You want to take notes of the similarities and the differences between your past clients, whether you've served 50 people in the past or you've served 5 people in the past, it does not matter. You would know exactly who they are, and you need to figure out what are the similarities and the differences between my past clients, right? You can even send out a survey to your past or and existing clients to get to know them even better, because you need to know who they are so you can speak their language, so that they can build that know, like, and trust, and so that you can have consistent daily sales. Understand what I'm saying, guys? Yes? Understand? So you want to look at your existing or past clients. Send out a short survey. You know, you want to look at what they bought, when they bought it, why they bought it, what was their challenge. The same questions you asked while you were doing your persona, right? You buy a persona, number one. Number two, you want to pay attention to those things. What are the similarities? What were the differences between them? And that is going to help you really craft, right, that ideal client persona. The type of clients you want to attract are also tied to some of your business objectives. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Definitely, Crystal. Yeah? So you want to look back at your existing, look at your existing and your past clients to see what were the similarities, what they bought, when they bought it, why they bought it, what was their challenge, you know what I mean? What did they say to you? How did they reach out to you? Did they reach out to you on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn? Was it through WhatsApp? How did they come to you? Through word of mouth? Did they come to you through an ad? Like, how did they come to you? You want to look at those things because that really helps you with your ideal clients. Yeah, that's number two, right? Number three, in the comments. Number three, tag your business bestie, tag your accountability partner, tag anybody in business who you know needs this information right now, who you feel or who you know may be struggling to identify their ideal clients and will really benefit from this training. We are on number three. So put three in the comments for me. Right. So you've gotten clear on your solution. You've created your buyer persona. You have now reached out to your existing and past clients and taken notes of their similarities and differences. Yeah. The third thing I want you to do is to look at your analytics and your insights. It's a jumping off from point two. Look at your analytics and your insights. A lot of you have social media platforms and you never go into your analytics and your insights. You never. Guys, this is part of your marketing strategy. Look at your insights. Look at your insights regularly, right? Your insights give you so much information. If you have a website even, go into your Google Analytics and pay attention to who is visiting your pages. Look at their ages. Look at where they're living. Look at the content that they are really responding to, right? Look at what the if you are sending out links to click, look at the links that they're clicking on and those kind of things, right? Your analytics, your insights is a wealth of knowledge for you to really, really pinpoint your ideal clients. And guys, this is not just for businesses who are now starting up, eh? These are for businesses that are growing, because as your business grows, sometimes your ideal client can shift. Sometimes your ideal client can shift, and that is okay. Or the challenges of your ideal clients might shift, or how they want to buy from you might shift. That happened a lot because of the pandemic, right? How they need to interact with you might shift, but you have to stay on the pulse of it. And don't just make assumptions, but look at your analytics, have conversations with your audience, and really fine tune who you want to serve and who you want to attract, so you do not waste time and money and resources. Yes, some of the comments, if it makes sense. time in the comments if it makes sense. Look at your analytics, look at your insight, look at your Google Analytics if you have a website, and pay attention to the information that you are gathering there. Where are they? What age group are they? Are they more men or women? Where do they live? What are they responding to? Which pages on your website are they going to more? What piece of information that you're sharing has gotten the most engagement? Those things really help you to understand who your ideal clients are. And that's number three. Are you ready for number four? Put four in the comments and tell me if it's making sense, guys. I need to know it's making sense to you. I need to know if it's making sense for you. And if you have any questions at all, drop them in the comments. Keep tagging your business besties. Keep tagging your accountability partners. And let's get this training out to as many entrepreneurs as possible who need this information. So we're on to number four. Yes, number four. Put it in the comments. Number four. The fourth thing that you need to do to identify your ideal clients is what I call social listening. For us in the Caribbean, it's called macoing. You need to do some macoing, guys. You do not need to sit down and try to figure this thing out all on your own. No, 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 no. Let's do what we do best. Let's do some macoing, right? What that means is that you want to pay attention to what is being said in your niche. People who are into health and wellness, people who are into technology, people who are into photography, people who are into coaching and consulting, people who are into accounting. You want to pay attention to what is being said in your niche. You want to do some social listening, right? That social listening gives you a lot of information about your ideal clients. That social listening will help you to fine-tune who you want to serve and how you want to serve them, right? Look at your competitors, not to compare yourself, but you're looking at your competitors, you're looking at what they're posting, but you're paying more attention to who is following them. This is for your ideal client, right? You're paying more attention to who is following them. Look at their follower list. You also want to pay attention to what questions are people asking underneath the things that they are posting. What are the questions that people are asking? What are the comments that people are leaving under the things that they are posting on their social media, on their videos, on their blogs, if you're part of their email list, whatever, right? What comments are people leaving? What questions are people asking them? Who is following them? You want to pay attention to this. This is the only reason you follow your competitors, guys. Not to compare yourself, because that makes absolutely no sense. But you're following your competitors and you're doing that social listening so that you can gather information, right? There are some other tools that you can use as well to help with your social listening. I love Google Alerts. Google Alerts is a free tool that you can use. You can sign up for, and you put in some keywords that you want to follow. And every day it gives you a prompt about the kind of conversations that are happening around in your niche, right? That really, really helps with you understanding what your audience or your potential audience is talking about and what is their struggle, so that you can provide a solution to their challenges. So Google Alerts, mentions is another one. Mention is another one that people do. Go into groups where you think your ideal clients are. Go there and just listen, guys. Social listening or macoing, right? Social listening or macoing, however you want to call it, right? But use your Google Alerts, use your mention, look at your competitors and see what people are saying, what people are asking them, and pay very close attention. See if it aligns with the buyer persona that you have established from the first point, Yeah, does it make sense? Any questions before we go on to number five? Any questions at all, guys? Making sense? I made some hearts and some love on my Instagram. Making sense so far? We're going on to number five. So give me a five in the comments. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5 in the comments. Yeah? Guys, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It's literally a strategy that you can use. It's literally something that you can rinse and repeat. I look at my ideal clients at least twice a year just to make sure that I'm still in alignment with them, making sure these are the same people that I want to serve. And also, I look at it to make sure that I am providing the right solutions to their challenges, because life changes. Right? The pandemic was huge, and that changed a lot of how we did business, how we delivered what we normally deliver, right? So that is why it doesn't matter if you're now in business or you've been in business 4 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, knowing your ideal clients and really looking at them and following them really helps you to fine-tune your own offerings, right? Because you're not trying to serve everybody, guys. You're trying to serve a particular niche of people who need and want what you are offering. So number five. Keep tagging your friends and your business, but your business besties and your accountability partners, guys. Number five. The other thing that I do that a lot of people don't do. I know this one is going to be like, but Adana, how? One way that I do, that I use to find my ideal clients, is that I use my personal profile. So let me tell you what I do. I don't go onto my personal profiles, and I'm talking about my social media here. I don't go onto my personal profiles and start to sell. No, I go onto my personal profile and I ask a question. I ask a question around my business, right? And this helps me to identify other people, right, in my circle whom I may not even be aware of, who are my ideal clients, right? I know there is this mindset that my personal page is on my personal page and I'm not sharing anything with business, and that's your prerogative. You're not supposed to sell on your personal pages as well, but I utilize my personal page. My light blew out, guys. It needs to charge. I use my personal page to find my ideal clients. So a question I may ask, and when I find those people, I reach out to those people and I direct them to my business page, right? So a question I may ask, let's just say there is a long weekend, there's a holiday or something like that. I might ask a question like, any entrepreneurs here working on the long weekend, right? And I say exactly who I want to speak to. I say entrepreneurs, because I usually have, most of us have more people following our personal pages than our business pages, right? That is usually the standard, right? So, but I'm saying I went out and I asked any entrepreneurs here are working on the long weekend. And everybody who was on my personal list as an entrepreneur responded. I then took those people, I messaged those people, and I invited them to my group. I invited them to my page. I even invited them to my email list by offering them something new. I didn't go onto my personal page and I didn't sell anything at all. I just asked a question to start the conversation, because a lot of times, guys, people who you are friends with on social media may not be your intimate friends. They may not be your family and that kind of thing. Yeah. So those are the five ways. There are so many other ways, but we're just touching on those five ways for you to find your ideal clients. Those five ways for you to find your ideal clients. Tell me if you have any questions. Tell me have any questions at all before I go and I give you some bonuses. Because I have some bonuses for you, but tell me if you have any questions at all. Any questions at all? Any questions at all, right? So let's just wrap up what those five things are. So you get clear on your solutions that you're providing, and you build a buyer persona by asking specific questions like who they are they married, are they single, are they divorced, do they have kids, where do they live, where do they work, who do they follow, what social media platforms are they on, you know, what is the challenge that they are facing, and how you can help them solve that challenge, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you want to survey your existing and past clients and pay particular attention to any similarities and differences that they may have with the persona that you created, right? And between themselves as well. The third thing is that you want to check your analytics and your insights. If you have not done that in the last 3 months, do it today. Go and check your analytics and your insights. Compare your Facebook to your Instagram. Compare your Facebook to your LinkedIn. Go and check your analytics and see what are the similarities, what are the differences, and compare them to the persona that you have created. Yes? The fourth thing is that you want to do some social listening. You want to do some macroing, right? Look at your competitors. Look at who is following them. And you also want to pay attention to what is being said in your niche. You want to pay attention to what people are asking underneath the things that they post, underneath their videos, underneath anything that they share, and just the general kind of conversations that they are having. And you want to make a comparison between that information and the information that you created through your buyer persona. Right, guys? Right? That was the fourth thing. And then the fifth thing is that you want to also utilize your personal profile. You're not hard selling. You just want to identify who on your personal profile fits your buyer persona. Ask a question, and when people comment, you then lead those people to your business page or your group or your email list or wherever it is you want to lead them. Yeah? Yes, guys. Tell me the comments. Make sense. In the comments, tell me, make sense. It makes complete sense. I totally get it, Adana. I can implement it today. I can see how this can work for me. I am going to do this. Tell me in the comments if it makes complete sense and if you have any questions at all about identifying your ideal clients, guys. Tell me if you have any questions about identifying your ideal clients. Does what always work? What are you talking about? Does what always work? Yes? Does it make sense, guys? So bonus, right? Now you've identified your ideal client. Now what? Because a lot of times people identify the ideal client, they go through the social listening, they do the macroing, they do the buyer persona, they write it down on a nice piece of paper, and then they close the book, bam. They do absolutely nothing after that. Guys, no. This is when the real work starts. Once you have identified your ideal clients and you've become very, very, very clear about who they are and what you are giving to them, how you are serving them, how you are solving their challenges, you have to now take the next step. The next step is to attract them. How do you attract them? Because knowing them in your head is not enough. You need to now attract them. Write that in the comments. I need to attract them. How do I go about attracting these ideal clients, right? Once you've identified where they are, right? Where they are and who they are, now you want to start to share content that is going to attract them. And I don't mean just posting up things and saying, buy from me, or posting up a pretty image and saying, look at what I have, please buy it from me. No, you want to take the information that you have gathered, right? The similarities, the differences, where they're showing up, the questions that they're asking, right? And you want to create content around that information. So if you have identified what their challenge is, you want to start to talk about that challenge in your content, whether it's on your social media, whether it's in your videos, whether it's in your emails, whether it's in your blogs. You have to now go and attract those people by using the content. Right? Attract them. You want to share valuable content. Content that inspires, motivates, educates, and entertains. Right? You want to use the language that they are using. This is something that a lot of you do not get. Because you, when you're sharing content, you want to sound so stush. Right? If you need to sound stush. And you need to sound professional and all this kind of thing, that you miss the mark. Because when people read what you write, they're like, what the hell is she talking about? Or when they read what you write, you sound like everybody else. What you need to do is to speak in the language of your ideal clients. Speak in the language of your ideal clients. So if they use a particular word or phrase to identify their challenge, to explain what their challenge is, then you want to use those same words and phrases as part of your content, right? If they use words like a frustrated, or, you know, as get a migraine, or this is too hard, or this is too time consuming, or this is too expensive, or technology is not my friend, or whatever they use, depending on what your niche is, you want to use those same words. Why? When you use the words that your ideal clients, that your ideal clients actually speak back to them, it builds that know, like, and trust, which ultimately leads to the sales, right? Because people are not going to buy from you if they don't know you, they don't like you, and they don't trust you. So you have to use the content that you're sharing. And I'm going into next week's training, right? This is what we're going to talk about next week. So make sure you're here at 12, right? You want to make sure that the content that you're using is actually connecting with them, is building that know, like, and trust. Because guys, in order for you to get sales, you have to have an active and engaged audience. Plus, you need to have a valuable and stimulating content in order to get the sales. You understand what I'm saying? You need an active and engaged audience with valuable and stimulating content to get the sales. And that is how sales comes. Sales doesn't come because you put up a website. Sales doesn't come because you started a social media page. Sales doesn't come because you put up a pretty picture and you told people to buy from you. Sales doesn't come that way. Sales comes when you have an active and engaged audience. And notice I didn't say that you need to have 10,000 people to make a lot of money. You can have 100 people and make a ton of money because your audience is active and engaged. So it's not about the quantity, but about the quality of your ideal clients. And you want to get quality leads. You want to get quality people. You want to get quality people following you, quality people on your page, quality people in your email list, quality people responding to your blogs, quality people following your videos. It's about the quality. You would attract the quality people when you become clear about the solution that you are providing, as well as who you want to attract, because you're not trying to attract everybody. Make sense? That's it. Any questions, guys? Any questions at all? Any questions? Tell me if you have any questions, guys, before we go off. Questions, questions, question time. Question time, question time. Any questions at all? No questions? This is your time to ask me all the questions that you want so that I can help you. Yes. This is your time to ask all the questions that you want so so that I can help you. It was clear? Was it very clear, guys? Was it very clear? I want to give you something. I'm just trying to open it up here. Yeah? It was an amazing session. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. So what I want to offer you, I want to offer you my digital marketing product. It's only 14 US. And what in that training, what you are getting is, and I'm dropping it in my Facebook group. I just dropped the link to the digital training in my Facebook group. And if you are on Instagram, click on the link in my bio and click on digital products. And you would find the product is called Finding Your Ideal Clients to Streamline Your Income. Finding Your Ideal Clients to Streamline Your Income. What do you think about standardizing your post look and feel? What do you mean, Rachel? What do you mean, Rachel? I mean, you have to have some kind of branding. So I would assume you have some brand colors. You may use a particular font. Some people pay a lot of attention to how their Instagram feed looks and that kind of thing. Guys, those things are important to an extent. Those things are important to extend because you want people, as soon as they see your branding, they automatically think about you. Those things are important to an extent. But what I would say to you is that do not lose yourself in it. Do not lose yourself in it because ideally you want clients, right? So don't lose yourself in it. Yes, you have to have a strong brand, right? But your brand message is what is going to attract people. Your brand message is more important, at least to me, right? Your brand messaging is much more important than if you have the right colors and the right fonts and whatever. All of those things you can work on, obviously, and fix as you go. Because like Coca-Cola, you know what Coca-Cola red is, right? You know what B-Mobile green is, right? People know what B-Mobile green is. When you say it's a B-Mobile green, people know. So that's a brand thing. And those things are very important. But what I would say to you is do not get lost in it. Do not get lost in it to the extent where you are not engaging your audience, that your brand colors look so pretty, but your messaging is really poor, right? Your messaging is the thing that attracts your ideal clients. Your messaging is the thing that builds that know, like, and trust. And your messaging is the thing that ultimately leads to your sales, right? So yes, your branding is important. Yes, you want to make sure that it's clean, that it's clear, that people can recognize it from a distance and that kind of thing. But your brand messaging, is what you need to focus on if you are serious about growing your business. You understand what I'm saying? So like for me, I don't pay too much attention about that in Instagram. My branding comes out a lot in my graphics. When I'm promoting a particular, when I'm promoting my programs, my branding will come out there. My branding will also come out in my digital product designs and that kind of thing. There's a particular kind of brand and look and feel so that anybody goes and they will know, okay, this is from Adana Austin and this is from Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions. So I spend more time with my branding information there as opposed to when I'm posting and that kind of thing, right? And you know, for my email list, yes, you'll see my logo to the top and all of those things, but there must be some kind of balance, guys, right? So don't get lost in it. Be very more concerned about your brand messaging, right? You make sure your messaging is dynamic, it's valuable, it's inspiring, motivating, and educating your audience. How do you balance between Rachel? That's next week's training. Be here at 12 o'clock. Next week, Wednesday, that is next week's training, right? She asked, how do you balance between informational posts and sales post. That's all for next week, baby. So tell me if you'll be here next week. Say, I will be here. Tell me in the comments. I will be here next week. And let me know if you have any questions before we jump off, guys. Right? Again, grab that digital product, right? It's 60 minutes of training. It's about finding your ideal clients. To streamline your income, guys. It's just a 60 minute. It's a free, in fact, sorry, it's a free ebook. It's a free ebook that you can grab up and you can actually follow through and get everything that you need to find your ideal clients, right? It's a free ebook, right? So go and it's actually a free product. Sorry, I was promoting the wrong thing in my head. It's a free product. So go into, click on the link in my bio for you all who are on Instagram and look for finding your ideal clients to streamline your income. And for those on my Facebook, I just dropped it there. So click on the link and get access to your free ebook. Yeah, put a reminder on your phone. Right? Okay. Yeah. You'll be here next week. I can't wait for next week. It's going to be so much information. Guys, go and grab that free ebook, Finding Your Ideal Clients to Streamline Your Business. Go into the link in my bio on Instagram, click on digital products and go and grab up that free ebook, Finding Your Ideal Clients to Streamline Your Business. Go and grab it up. Right? And we'll be back here next week, Wednesday at 12 to talk about your content. Yeah? I'm so glad you're all over here. So glad to share this information and look out for more information soon. And I'll see you all again next week, Wednesday. Yeah? Enjoy the rest of your day. Be safe. Follow the rules. And let's make the rest of this week count. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.